I am afraid that my kids will get expelled.
Good. Summer, you go.
I am mad that I can't huff enamel without people assuming it's because my family sucks. I hope to be seen one day as someone that just likes getting high.
Good job. Morty, do you have an I statement?
I am sad that I peed. I'm sad that I peed in class instead of a toilet.
Look at this family go. You guys are pros. What do you guys think about doing this once a week? You must be Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot about you today. Your family is crazy about you. Your daughter holds you in very high regard. You're a lucky fella.
Yeah, thank you. Sweetie, you don't still happen to have that syringe in your purse?
Dad? I would like you to tell me what's in the syringe.
It's a serum that I need to stay alive. I have had a rough day, and I've sustained a lot of damage. I'm pretty close to death, which the serum will prevent.
By changing you from a pickle to a human.
Yes.
Rick, why did you lie to your daughter?
So I wouldn't have to come here.
Why didn't you want to come here?
Because I don't respect therapy. Because I'm a scientist. Because I invent, transform, create, and destroy for a living. And when I don't like something about the world, I change it. And I don't think going to a rented office in a strip mall to listen to some agent of averageness explain which words mean which feelings has ever helped anyone do anything. I think it's helped a lot of people get comfortable and stop panicking, which is a state of mind we value in the animals we eat, but not something I want for myself. I'm not a cow. I'm a pickle. When I feel like it, so... You asked.
Rick, the only connection between your unquestionable intelligence and the sickness destroying your family is that everyone in your family, you included, use intelligence to justify sickness. You seem to alternate between viewing your own mind as an unstoppable force and as an inescapable curse. And I think it's because the only truly unapproachable concept for you is that it's your mind within your control. You chose to come here, you chose to talk, to belittle my vocation, just as you chose to become a pickle. You are the master of your universe, and yet you are dripping with rat blood and feces, your enormous mind literally vegetating by your own hand. I have no doubt that you would be bored senseless by therapy, the same way I'm bored when I brush my teeth and wipe my ass. Because the thing about repairing, maintaining, and cleaning is, it's not an adventure. There's no way to do it so wrong you might die. It's just work. And the bottom line is, some people are okay going to work, and some people, well, some people would rather die. Each of us gets to choose. That's our time. I'm going to give you guys my card and hope to hear from you again. And if you have any friends or family that eat poop and would like to stop, give them my number.
Say hi. time I saw her, she was standing there all alone. All alone. No, the last time I saw her, she was standing there all alone. All alone. And she said, hey, I'm the best, you don't ever come alone. Come alone.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 Shizui F Commander Q.
Daniel X with Commander Q.
My fellow Americans, please, if you have a seat, take it. I speak to you tonight from sacred ground in America, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is where America made its Declaration of Independence to the world more than two centuries ago with an idea unique among nations that in America, we're all created equal. This is where the United States Constitution was written and debated. This is where we set in motion the most extraordinary experiment of self-government the world has ever known. With three simple words, we the people, we the people. These two documents and the ideas they embody, equality and democracy, are the rock upon which this nation is built. They are how we became the greatest nation on earth. They are why, for more than two centuries, America has been a beacon to the world. But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us if only we choose it. We must never forget, we the people are the true heirs of the American experiment that began more than two centuries ago. We the people have burning inside of each of us the flame of liberty that was lit here at Independence Hall. A flame that lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, civil rights. That sacred flame still burns. Now in our time, as we build an America that is more prosperous, free, and just. That is the work of my presidency, a mission I believe in with my whole soul. But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans, are MAGA Republicans. Not every Republican embraces their extreme ideology. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. And that is a threat to this country. These are hard things. But I'm an American president, not a president of red America, blue America, but of all America. And I believe it's my duty to level with you, to tell the truth, no matter how difficult, no matter how painful. And here, in my view, is what is true. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. They refuse to accept the results of a free election. And they're working right now, as I speak, in state after state, to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it is within our power, it's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. I believe America is at an inflection point, one of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backwards, to build a future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism, or a nation of fear, division, and of darkness. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. They live not in the light of truth, but in the shadow of lies. But together, together we can choose a different path. We can choose a better path forward to the future. A future of possibility, a future to build and dream and hope. And we're on that path moving ahead. I know this nation. I know you, the American people. I know your courage. I know your hearts. And I know our history. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. We do not deny it. And this is a nation that rejects violence as a political tool. We do not encourage violence. We are still an America that believes in honesty and decency and respect for others. Patriotism, liberty, justice for all, hope, possibilities. We are still, at our core, a democracy. And yet, history tells us the blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, stand up for it, each and every one of us. That's why tonight I'm asking our nation to come together, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy, regardless of your ideology. We're all called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. We, the people, will not let anyone or anything tear us apart. Today, there are dangers around us we cannot allow to prevail. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. It can never be an acceptable tool. So I want to say this plain and simple. There is no place for political violence in America, period. None, ever. We saw law enforcement brutally attacked on January 6th. We've seen election officials, poll workers, many of them volunteers of both parties, subject to intimidation and death threats. And can you believe it? FBI agents just doing their job as directed, facing threats to their own lives from their own fellow citizens. On top of that, there are public figures today, yesterday, and the day before predicting and all but calling for mass violence and rioting in the streets. This is inflammatory. It's dangerous. It's against the rule of law. And we, the people, must say, this is not who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't be pro-insurrectionist and pro-American. They're incompatible. We can't allow violence to be normalized in this country. It's wrong. We each have to reject political violence with all the moral clarity and conviction this nation can muster. Now, we can't let the integrity of our elections be undermined, for that is a path to chaos. Look, I know politics can be fierce and mean and nasty in America. I get it. I believe in the give and take of politics, in disagreement and debate and dissent. We're a big, complicated country. But democracy endures only if we, the people, respect the guardrails of the republic. Only if we, the people, accept the results of free and fair elections. Only if we, the people, see politics not as total war, but mediation of our differences. Democracy cannot survive when one side believes there are only two outcomes to an election. Either they win or they were cheated. And that's where the MAGA Republicans are today. They don't understand what every patriotic American knows. You can't love your country only when you win. It's fundamental. American democracy only works only if we choose to respect the rule of law and the institutions that were set up in this chamber behind me. Only if we respect our legitimate political differences. I will not stand by and watch. I will not the will of the American people be overturned by wild conspiracy theories and baseless evidence-free claims of fraud. I will not stand by and watch elections in this country stolen by people who simply refuse to accept that they lost. I will not stand by and watch the most fundamental freedom in this country, the freedom to vote and have your vote counted, and be taken from you and the American people. Look, as your president, I will defend our democracy with every fiber of my being, and I'm asking every American to join me. Throughout our history, America's often made the greatest progress coming out of some of our darkest moments, like you're hearing in that bullhorn. I believe we can and must do that again. And we are. MAGA Republicans look at America and see carnage and darkness and despair. They spread fear and lies, lies told for profit and power. But I see a different America, an America with an unlimited future, an America that's about to take off. I hope you see it as well. Just look around. I believe we could lift America from the depths of COVID. So we passed the largest economic recovery package since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And today, America's economy is faster, stronger than any other advanced nation in the world. We have more to go. I believe we could build a better America. So we passed the biggest infrastructure investment since President Dwight D. Eisenhower. And we've now embarked on a decade of rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, highways, ports, water systems, high-speed internet, railroads. I believe we could make America safer, so we passed the most significant gun safety law since President Clinton. I believe we could go from being the highest cost of prescriptions in the world to making prescription drugs and healthcare more affordable. So we passed the most significant healthcare reform since President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act. And I believe we could create a clean energy future and save the planet. So we passed the most important climate initiative ever, ever, ever. The cynics and the critics tell us nothing can get done, but they're wrong.
There is not a single thing America cannot do, not a single thing beyond our capacity if we do it together. It's never easy, but we're proving that America, no matter how long the road, progress does come. Look, I know the last year, few years have been tough, but today, COVID no longer controls our lives. More Americans are working than ever. Businesses are growing. Our schools are open. Millions of Americans have been lifted out of poverty. Millions of veterans, once exposed to toxic burn pits, will now get what they deserve for their families and their compensation. American manufacturing has come alive across the heartland, and the future will be made in America. No matter what the white supremacists and the extremists say, I made a bet on you, the American people, and that bet is paying off, proving that from darkness, the darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection, we can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward, not only in words, but in actions, actions for you, for your children, for your grandchildren, for America. Even in this moment, with all the challenges we face, I give you my word as a Biden, I've never been more optimistic about America's future. Not because of me, but because of who you are. We're going to end cancer as we know it. Mark my words. We're going to create millions of new jobs in the clean energy economy. We're going to think big. We're going to make the 21st century another American century, because the world needs us to. That's where we need to focus our energy, not in the past, not on divisive culture wars, not on the politics of grievance, but on a future we can build together. The MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail. They believe America, not like I believe about America. I believe America is big enough for all of us to succeed. And that is the nation we're building, the nation where no one is left behind. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. I still believe that to be true. I believe the soul is the breath, the life, and the essence of who we are. The soul is what makes us us. The soul of America is defined by the sacred proposition that all are created equal in the image of God, that all are entitled to be treated with decency, dignity, and respect, that all deserve justice and a shot at lives of prosperity and consequence, and that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible. Folks, and it's up to us. Democracy begins and will be preserved in we, the people's habits of the heart, in our character, optimism that is tested yet endures, courage that digs deep when we need it, empathy that fuels democracy, the willingness to see each other not as enemies but as fellow Americans. Look, our democracy isn't perfect. It always has been. Notwithstanding those folks you hear on the other side there, they're entitled to be outrageous. This is a democracy. But history and common sense good manners is nothing they've ever suffered from. But history and common sense tell us that opportunity, liberty, and justice for all are most likely to come to pass in a democracy. We have never fully realized the aspirations of our founding, but every generation has opened those doors a little bit wider to include more people who have been excluded before. My fellow Americans, America is an idea, the most powerful idea in the history of the world, and it beats in the hearts of the people of this country. It beats in all our hearts. It unites America. It is the American creed, the idea that America guarantees that everyone be treated with dignity. It gives hate no safe harbor. It installs in everyone the belief that no matter where you start in life, there's nothing you can't achieve. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. That's what we believe. And that's precisely what we're doing. Opening doors, creating possibilities, focusing on the future. And we're only just beginning. Our task is to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole. And this work is the work of democracy, the work of this generation. It is the work of our time, for all time. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote. And if we do our duty, if we do our duty in 2022 and beyond, then ages still to come will say, we, all of us here, we kept the faith. We preserved democracy. We heeded our worst. We heeded not our worst instincts, but our better angels. We proved that for all its imperfections, America is still the beacon to the world, an ideal to be realized, a promise to be kept. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred, nothing more American. That's our soul. That's who we truly are. And that's who we must always be. I have no doubt, none, that this is who we will be, and that we'll come together as a nation that will secure our democracy, that for the next 200 years, we'll have what we had the past 200 years, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America, the United States of America. And may God protect our nation, and may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Samuel X. Wiss, Commander Q.
36, Jesuíf, Commander Q.
Sunday, September 10th, 2018 p.m. This machine wasn't working for a whole week, but it is again now. Wow, there's even a light on that wasn't coming up. So, let's see. This is volume 40, by the way, of my voice journal.
I guess it was about a year ago, something really different happened to me.
Sunday, September 10th, 2000, oh, I didn't give the time, 10:18 p.m., Newman Road, bed, TV on, Star Trek Next Generation.
The next morning when I woke up, my stomach burned, my abs burned, my chest obliqued, and my...
It was a long week of work. I made it through.
Well, it has been a year now with my torso tract, and I just want to say I'm in the best shape of my life. It doesn't matter if you're just starting to work out or if you're...
It was a long, hard week. I ended up in Albany, seeing fish at the Pepsi Arena. People I was supposed to share a hotel room blew me off. I ended up paying $163. They were all supposed to give me a ride to Boston, back to Boston, but I met some other people who were nice enough to do that. I gave them $10 in gas and toll money. This show was awesome. I'm really, really tired.
Bet, there's times when you want to go where everybody knows your name. Cheers, weeknights at 7 and 11 on Hub 66.
I did a decent radio show today. That was cool.
She's not responding to the critical simulation. I'm not sure what else I can do. I don't understand. She responded just yesterday. It's so strange. It's almost as if her brain has shut itself down.
No physiological cause.
I'm running a subneural scan.
I'm so glad this machine is working again. I've caught up with my journal. Anyway, I don't have much more to say. I'm just too tired. So, machine's working again. Yay! I'll continue soon.
She communicates.
It's 10:35. This is the earliest I've gone to bed in a long time. Had a good radio show. So tired. I'm so tired, even though I want to carry on. This show's tomorrow and Tuesday, and then, at least for me, not for who knows how long. Their current tour ends in early October, and then they're on sabbatical for a year. I don't know how long. I really like this girl, Laura. Lives on Long Island. Her handle at Land's End is Laura Bird, 1776. But she didn't show up as she said she would. I'm going to check to make sure this is actually recording. Be right back. Yeah, that's recording. Anyway, so, I don't know what to think. I'm just not good at telling who really cares and who doesn't. I don't know until... until I committed something, time or money or something, and then people either come through or they don't. It's frustrating. Frustrating. My hair is a tangled mess. I got a call for possible editing work. Sleep tonight. Spectacle. Flash and spectacle. That's what sells. I guess. Anyway. I'm going to check this one more time. It's working though, there's this irritating grinding sound every second or so, a couple of seconds or so. Oh well, that's it. I'll continue later, volume 40. To be continued. Peace out.
Bye. March 2000, 8:29 p.m., Harvard Square, 11 p.m., Capitol Hill Courtyard, going to the left. It's beautiful night. And I've been doing this for a month. After 2 days after fish tore from the road.
much.
Thank you. We're gonna go.
Thank you. Good night.
Weekend. Ready?
Stick around.
I don't know the worst set we played in 6 months. I don't know what the fuck was going on. Now, everybody seemed so nervous. The only reason I was saying anything is there was such beautiful guys, like, everybody was, like, so tense the first couple of tunes. It was like, I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. God, we weren't doing anything like we normally do. We were playing like shit. And I was kind of like, hey, you know, we got all weekend.
You said that.
That was cool, because we were...
I guess Trey's not having a good time.
No, I was having a great time.
I was too. I felt like that was
That's weird. The only reason I said anything, because I was like, why be nervous? It's our thing. Everybody's here. It felt like we weren't hooked up. It was a bad set. We played a bad set. Bitch, 5 sets to redeem myself. The new live album. Starting with just a really terrible disc one.
Swag is commercially produced, dude. It's produced in mass amounts, usually fucking just bullshit bud with a lot of seeds and stems.
And it doesn't have a high THC content as Kind Bud do. Kind Bud have more high THC and tetrahydrocannabinol THC is what you get high off.
Kind Bud gets you wasted if that's what you're looking for.
You got a key, Justin?
Right here, man. He does.
Do some
ripped up here, my rabbit. From Massachusetts.
Ready?
This is shotgunning.
I'm not much of one to be coming to a fish show, you know, and being like, oh, I'm gonna go score a chick tonight, you know, whatever.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
But like,
if you get a hookup with some cool chicks that like to hang out, drink beers, smoke dope, you know, and party, if something goes down, but I don't come here.
You don't go to hook up. You're not the predator.
You know?
You get the girls that roll up in their Cherokees, and you get the girls that roll up in their fucking VW rabbits. The girls that are rolling up in their Cherokees, their pits are shaved, obviously, you know. At the same time, you get the girls that are rolling up the Z-dubs, but they're just, you know, it's how they were brought up, and, you know, I mean, it's not their option. It's not their choice, so, like, they're both dealing with it. And they're coming here, and they're both on the same level, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone here is chubs.
Everyone's here to party and have fun and go see fish, you know, and have the best time of their life.
Somewhere in the middle of this, I think we rediscovered the joy of why we started in the first place, and the fact that it has nothing to do with the people and the bigness and the whole.
What is it?
It's just that same feeling you have when you you know, you plug in the GarageBand and you're like in high school and you're playing, you know, and it's just incredible and you're just having such a great time, and then your friend's mom flicks the lights and says, turn it down. It's that same thing, and that's the reason that we're doing it. And so in this Europe tour, suddenly we just became like this, the joy of it all came back to us. And rock and roll on a certain level is a bunch of bullshit. But music is not.
Right.
Music is the realest thing in the world to me. It's realer than anything. It's the most, and anybody who's in there can feel it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I enjoyed that set a lot. Much more than the first. That was some good playing, Mike.
Yeah, that
was a fun set, man. That was solid.
Much more.
Solid shit.
Musical.
Definitely. Yeah, going. Oh, that was fucking sick.
I was in another world.
Oh, I almost felt for a little teeny bit like what somebody in James Brown did. On a bad night, like on a really bad James Brown night. That was so funky. It was almost as good as James Brown on his worst night. It's definitely cleared up a whole bunch from last night. I'd like to remind you about the Spencer Tunick photo shoot happening at 10 o'clock. Anyone who wants to get naked and have their photo taken, it's all for the cause of art. You can see your bare ass displayed somewhere in an art gallery, somewhere across the country, around the world. So make sure you show up in the Ozone at 10 o'clock for that Spencer Tunick nude photo shoot. You're listening to KA2XCE 88.9 Radio Wendt. Stay tuned for all traffic and weather information.
There's gonna be two poses, two old film, 20 shots. No clothing at all, nothing. I'm the man from the mountain. Won't you come on up? I'm the plowman in the valley. The face full of mud. Yes, I have something, and I know my car won't start. Yes, I am foaming, and I know I play a bad guitar. We'll be right back.
jobs and stuff and started going out on the road. Nobody had any intention of this. There was never any talk of it. Signing to a record company, it sounds weird, but we never even talked about it. All we cared about was buying better gear, making the sound better, getting the crew together and all that stuff. The bigness, you know, the fame can really destroy what you set out to do. And I think maybe what we have that sets us apart is that we still are friends. Idea that came out of the fact that when we jam up here, we always feel like there's a mutual energy going on between everybody, the four of us and all of you guys, that something's being created. And the whole idea here, something that we've been wanting to try since last year, and this is going to be the debut of this idea, is to do a mutual piece of art with you guys and us all built into one thing that was represented throughout the weekend. And what we're going to do right now is put our piece onto the art to add to the stuff that you guys have painted so that together, and we didn't know what it was going to be. It was completely improvisational. It was supposed to be the same kind of spirit as the music, which is that we get up here and we don't know what's going to happen and we just go for it. So right now, what we're going to try to do is, if you guys can help, I'm going to get this thing down, our piece, to the art, and hand it to you guys, and if you could just pass it over to the thing, there's people over there that will then place it on top, and we'll have this mutual piece of great Wendt art.
Bittersweet motel. somewhere between Erie and Pittsburgh. You're putting me through hell. On the highway to the bittersweet motel.
Commander Q.
36 Q.
Police Journal of Raymond Sular Jr., volume 259. And this one started out with a long stretch from the Dreamland Jazz Station that plays in the Static Study, Bungalow C, Melrose, Massachusetts, March 26, 2022, 2:25 p.m. I just arrived to that piece and was transfixed. So just recording. Just recording. Much possible. It's quite a good station. They play, I guess they play what you call jazz standards. I don't really know. They don't play new jazz very much, as far as I can tell. But they play a whole lot of it, and they don't have any DJs on the station. They seem to have a set of AM radio style commercials that are aimed at elderly people, but it would be hard for me to believe that this station is only listened to by elderly people. I don't believe that. So there it is. If it's true and the station is able to abide by this manner commercially, then great. But I just would not believe that a station this good is listened to alone by a small elderly audience. It doesn't even make any sense to me. So, so the first thing is I'm going to stop this and make sure that my voice sounds okay, because I was concerned with these tapes that something was causing the recording quality not to be good. It doesn't have to be masterful, but it has to be good. It has to record what's there to be recorded. That's all. And I was getting concerned about that, so I got some different kinds of batteries. And I'm testing these out now, and I'm going to see at this moment how my voice sounds. Sounds fine. Super high. 5 grams of shoes. But the recording quality is perfectly fine. Funny how these little machines, they take two different kinds of batteries. Probably a little easier to record up here. Heater. But we're talking more the jazz station on the radio. Unless the heater noise doesn't really have any, on low setting, doesn't have any really noise to it at all. So that's cool. We saw Pixar's Turning Red this morning. Their 25th feature animation. And it was awesome. It was a coming-of-age story set in Toronto, in Chinatown, in 2002. And what made it really good was that Pixar at its best shows that fear and struggle and hope and doubt and friendship and love and loyalty, those are kind of like universal human attributes, and you can shoot them through any kind of story. If you do it well, then you'll tell a really, really moving story that just is emotionally and like just. It was like an authentic fantasy drama. It was like a magical realism story, and it was really well told, and the music in it was really good, and it was honest, and it was artistic, and it hit the right spots of the struggles between people. Especially people who are close to each other, love each other. It's just really, really, really good. Pixar does it well, which they often do. They do it better than anyone else. They have a unique style that I just wouldn't want to pin it down, because they tell emotional stories, they tell funny stories, they tell stories that involve people who love each other and other kinds of beings who love each other. There you go. That picked that up. That's the station that's on in the background. They tell the stories they choose to tell extremely well, with passion and with honesty and with artistry, and they've just got magic. They've just got magic. And and they really amaze me. They really amaze me. When they don't hit it perfectly, they usually come close. They're just a magic studio, and I'm so glad that they exist, and I'm always interested to know what's on the horizon, what's next. Awesome. I'm here to write. Aside from that, I was supposed to get the radio done completely by last night, including my show, which it didn't. My show's ready to go at 8, which is good. Everything else got underway earlier. So I have till near 2:45, I have till about 7:45. I have about 5 hours of change to do a bunch of things, mostly write backs and news. It's always good to be high. It's always good to be here on Saturday. It's always good to have writing plans laid out before me. Turning Red wasn't even released in the theaters in the United States. It was released via Disney Plus, the streaming platform. You have to sign up, so it was like a exclusive paid content on television. It wasn't in theaters. Like, the difference between all this stuff and all this other stuff is it on your TV or is it in a movie house? And they did not release this movie domestically in the United States in movie houses, which is really stricken. But It's just not time yet. Worrying about the Ukraine situation and the pandemic that still ongoes, it's a lot. That was awesome. Okay. And more later.
Samuel X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
Thank you. again.